Since we are all in attendance, let's call this meeting to order and. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry. No, thank you. Let me know when. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, this is the special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University, Thursday, May 14th of 2020. We will call this meeting to order. Ms. Campbell, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee John Butler.
I'm here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Madeline Marchand.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Present and accounted for.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. Okay, thank you. We'll move on to agenda item two. Mr. Perry, could you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Afternoon, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Great. Thank you very much. Agenda item number three, approval of the meeting agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved. Second, Mr. Chair Montel.
Okay. There has been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Hearing none, the motion is carried. Agenda item four, review and approval of the minutes of March 5th, 2020 and March 19th of 2020. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of March 5th of 2020?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Herrero.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes of March 5th, 2020 are approved. Now, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees that was held on March 19th of 2020?
So moved, Butler.
Second, Marchand.
Okay, thank you. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion, the minutes of March 19th, 2020 are approved. Agenda item five, chair's comments and announcements. I want to welcome the members of the University Advisory Committee who are present today. Kathy, Jeffrey, Kendall, Alex, Sarah, and Jason. Are any of you A, on the call, and B, care to make comment?
Thank you, Chair Barsima. Good afternoon, and I hope everyone can hear me okay.
Yeah.
As I have on numerous occasions, I'd like to continue expressing my thanks and gratitude to NIU's administrators for their truly outstanding commitment to protecting the financial well-being of our employees and to President Freeman for not hesitating to allow this institution to emerge as an exemplar of effective leadership and communication. I must point out, sadly, that our Husky family will begin to diminish in 4 weeks' time when a number of employees will find themselves on layoff. And I would be remiss in my role as OSC president if I did not take this opportunity to speak out on their behalf. Although I understand these layoffs are largely intended to be seasonal, I also realize that this pandemic, along with its extreme financial impact, are simply not seasonal issues. It is a cruel reality that while finding other employment was a difficult task before COVID-19, it is nigh on impossible in the current climate. And unfortunately, that makes it a pretty safe gamble by the university to bet most of these employees will eventually return when and if their jobs are offered to them once again. Although we will be thrilled to welcome them back, we must recognize as a community that most of them will return with a bit less Husky pride and a diminished passion for their work here. I know the decision to lay off an employee for non-performance related matters is the most difficult decision any administrator has to face. but I implore our senior leaders to continue setting the stage by example and to do everything in their power to help mitigate the very real, very tangible morale and productivity issues that will ultimately appear as a result. As we move forward and more variables fall into clarity, I would sincerely hope that nothing be left off the table when it comes to reducing personnel costs, that no office, no employee rank, no department or sector of campus be deemed sacred and escape all negative impact, as this is a burden we must all share. Lastly, in no small part inspired by our senior leaders' voluntary decision to cut their own salaries, there is a resolution currently scheduled for consideration by the OSC, which encourages our administration to make a voluntary and temporary pay deduction program available to all employees of NIU, in the spirit and hopes that when many volunteer to sacrifice a little, it may help prevent a few from needing to sacrifice a lot. And with that, I conclude my comments and thank you all for listening.
Right. Thank you. And just for the record, that was Jeffrey Royce speaking. Thank you, Jeffrey, for your comments. Are there any other members of the UAC who are present and wish to make comment?
Yeah, Dennis, this is Sarah Marsh. I appreciate Jeffrey's comments about the serious situation that we are in. And I want to commend the administration, you know, for being as forthright and trying to help us navigate through this very difficult situation. But I also wanted to point out, I think, an observation based on the very earliest meeting that we had this morning. And so just think about all of you trying to get online and think that that happened for about 17,000 students at the end of March. And as true Huskies, I think what we saw is you all helping each other, and that's the thing that faculty saw, students helping each other to all get online and continue their learning. So I didn't want to miss the opportunity to point that out. On a more serious note, I think these are really important times to consider how we make some very difficult decisions, as Jeffrey pointed out. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Dr. Marsh. Are there any other members of the UAC who are present and wish to make comment?
Okay, so I joined that.
Good morning. This is Kathy Doderline, Supportive Professional Staff Council. And I just wanted to share that, as Jeffrey had discussed, the notion of potential for people taking pay deduction or also considering voluntary furloughs. We did discuss that at least briefly in our Supportive Professional Staff Council meeting this morning. We did not take any formal action in terms of a resolution or anything, as we want to have more time to discuss it. But I can say that there's definitely a sentiment within all of the staff population, at least it seems, that we want to be able to do as much as we can individually to try to help lessen the burden. And again, hopefully mean that those of us can take a smaller impact individually rather than, a smaller number of people to having to take a huge impact. So just wanted to really echo the sentiments of Jeffrey and let folks know that we definitely will probably come forward with some additional language or suggestions after our June meeting. So thanks very much. And also echo the sentiments that we really appreciate the senior administration and senior leadership, as well as the board's time and consideration of how we can get through this as humanely as possible, given the circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Other comment from any UAC members who might be present?
Sure, I'll make one. This is Jason Hanna. I just wanted to echo some of the sentiments from Provost Ingram's email of the other day. We NIU faculty and our students had a sort of unprecedented move to online. We had about 10 days to move in-person courses to become fully remote. And we managed to do it. And I think our students especially managed to make it through, in my case, more successfully than I thought they would. So they really showed a lot of resilience in getting through the semester.
Thank you, Jason. Well, I'm not sure how many we have left. I think it's just Kendall, Thu, and Alex, if they're on the line and they'd like to make comment. Okay, hearing none, we will move on to a few comments that I'd like to make. Again, just to echo some of the remarks that have been made already this morning about the leadership of the university, and I, of course, speak of Dr. Freeman and her senior leadership team, but I think it was obvious by just the comments that were just made by Jeffrey and Sarah and Kathy and Jason, that the leadership of NIU extends, to so many people, and it is truly amazing. Having been somebody who, on the business side, has gone through many types of situations where budget did not meet expenses due to various different reasons, market driven or other. We've never had to deal with something like this. There is no roadmap for what we're dealing with right now. There is no manual. We have to rely on our values of NIU and the values of each of us as a person, and we have to rely on our principles. And to hear the comments that have been made and to see the teamwork that is going on within NIU. This is a very difficult time, and there are going to be no easy answers. And Dr. Freeman and her leadership team, with the support of the Board of Trustees, I know we'll come to the right decisions for the long-term benefit and the long-term sustainability of NIU, which is first and foremost important to our students, our faculty, our staff, the community of DeKalb Sycamore. It will not be without very hard decisions being made. It will not be without pain being taken at all levels within the organization, either through pay reductions, through job loss, through furlough, whatever it might be. But we have to continue to allow our values and our principles to guide us. And I've got the utmost confidence, as do the rest of the board members, that the leadership of NIU, from its very highest level to the very lowest levels, will bring those values and principles forward in all matters. The thing that we have to look forward to is that it is very clear to me that the leadership of NIU has the respect and the trust of our leaders on a national and a state level. And I can tell you that, just the way the world works, right? When people who are in positions to make decisions on how budget is allocated or how much money NIU is going to receive and such at a state level, at a federal level, they look at the leadership of the organization. And they ask themselves, whether they admit it or not, they ask themselves, is that leadership team going to spend this money wisely? And is this money well spent? And, again, I have tremendous confidence that when they look at the leadership of NIU and they look at the teamwork when they look at the values of NIU, that answer resoundingly is going to be yes. To Dr. Freeman, and her leadership team, and to all leaders within NIU, the Board of Trustees thanks you for your efforts. We thank you for your teamwork, and we thank you for your willingness to work together for the good of the NIU family. And I have tremendous confidence that we will emerge on the other side of this crisis, not only fiscally sound, but we will have a bond that will take us forward into the future in a great way. So thank you. I also want to thank my fellow colleagues on the Board of Trustees. I have been in a position to witness how each of the individual board members have brought their expertise forward to the leadership team of NIU to help in whatever way they can. So I give my thanks to my fellow colleagues on the Board of Trustees. It is an honor to serve with you, and I am impressed with each and every one of you each and every day. So thank you. The last thing I would say is to move on to a different topic. This is for the June meeting. I want to remind the Board of Trustee members that in the June meeting, we will do the election of officers for the Board of Trustees for the fiscal 21 year, so you know, beginning July 1st and extending through June 30th of 2022. There will be five positions that we will vote on in the June meeting. We will vote on the chairman position, the vice chair position, which is currently held by Eric, the secretary position, which is currently held by Bob, by Trustee Pritchard, the Civil Service Merit Board, which is currently held by John Butler, and the fifth member of the Executive Committee, which is currently held by Trustee Gales. The chair position, the vice chair and the secretary, all have term limits on them of two consecutive terms, two consecutive one-year terms. All three of those positions, the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary position, are completing their first year or their first term. The Civil Service Merit Board does not have a term limit on it, nor does the fifth member of the Executive Committee. So those will be the positions that we will vote on in the June meeting. So I want to make everybody aware of that. Okay, with that, let me move on to agenda item number six, public comment. This is where we recognize members of the public who have, excuse me one second. This is where we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our general counsel. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment.
Okay, thank you very much. At this point in time, we will move to agenda item seven, the president's report 139. At this time, I would ask Dr. Lisa Freeman to present agenda item 7A.
Thank you, Chair Barsima. Agenda item A is termination of the March 19th, 2020 resolution temporarily suspending Board of Trustees policies, regulations, and authority governing campus operations and delegating emergency powers to the president to ensure continuity of university operations. As you may remember, at our March 19th, 2020 special meeting, the board voted unanimously to temporarily suspend Board of Trustees policies, regulations, rules, or any other authority granted to the board, specifically that authority governing campus operations, to delegate those powers to the president. That delegation was temporary, and it was set to automatically terminate at the sooner of the May 14th, 2020 board committee meeting date, which is today, or the end of the state of emergency requiring all Illinois residents to stay at home except for essential business. And in the interim between then and now, we know that the open, we know from what we're doing now that the in-person requirement of the Open Meetings Act was suspended for the duration of the governor's stay-at-home order. And with our ability to conduct board meetings remotely, it's become much more possible to convene a board meeting quickly to address any issues And so therefore, consistent with the board's resolution, the presidential delegation automatically terminates of today, and this information item documents that. At our last meeting, I also assured the board that they would be notified and that we would state publicly what the delegated authority was used for. It was used on two occasions. The first was the temporary suspension of board regulations requiring employees to first go into an unpaid status prior to accessing 25 workdays of non-accumulated sick leave. This was done to allow our employees immediate access to that sick leave, consistent with the advice and recommendations from the IBHE and deputy governor. And then we also used the delegated authority. I also used the delegated authority at the request of the DeKalb County Health Department to commit the use of the Home Student Center Hotel to serve as a primary alternative housing site for individuals who are unable to quarantine or isolate during their homes after being tested for or presumptively diagnosed with COVID-19.
Great. This is an information only item, so there is no action to vote on. But at this point in time, I would take, or I would say Dr. Freeman would take any questions that any of the trustees might have, if there are any. Okay. Hearing none, we will move on. Thank you, Dr. Freeman, for that report.
Thank you. And I want to thank the board for the confidence that they placed in me on the leadership team in delegating that authority. It allowed us to make some important decisions, two important decisions.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, agenda item 8, are there any other matters that require the attention of the board today? Hearing none, we will move on. The next meeting date of the full Board of Trustees will be June 18th of 2020 at 9 a.m. The board needs now to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; collective bargaining matters as described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act; disciplinary cases as described under section 2C9 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters described under section 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act; and closed session minutes described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion to adjourn the public meeting?
So moved, Marshawn.
Is there a second?
Second, Richard.
Okay. Ms. Campbell, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Madeline Marchand?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz? Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. I was muted. Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
And Board Chair Dennis Barsima votes yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The motion is passed. The public meeting is now closed.